You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, folks. Great to have you here. A gorgeous, beautiful Wednesday night here in the state of Wisconsin. You probably think I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not. That is just how I roll, and any day, regardless of weather, is a beautiful day, and it is even more beautiful that you are here. Please be part of the show, folks. Our phone lines are always open at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We are talking, we have kind of an extra focus on our state tonight. We always talk about entertainment stuff, but a little Wisconsin-heavy tonight, which is fun. I've missed talking about Wisconsin because we were off for a few days, so it's great. Paul Vandenplas is here from Wonderfully Wisconsin, an outstanding social media platform that he created. We will be back with Paul in just a moment. Coming up next hour, Chastity Washington, very funny Milwaukee-based comedian, will be here. She's been on the show before. And then our pal Frank Anderson, who is the creator of Wisconsinology.com, a great site that celebrates everything weird and historical and fun about our state. We will talk about some cool things that have been created here in Wisconsin tonight with Frank. Frank has that rare ability. He can trace anything to Wisconsin somehow. I'll say like Betty White, and he'll say, oh, well, she was married to so-and-so who went to Pulaski High School. You know, like, he's just that guy.
He is the Kevin Bacon thing, but with Wisconsin.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, what did you find out about that, by the way?
Sorry, so Pete Chwaba has a Bacon number of 2. Pete Chwaba was in Relative Strangers.
Yes.
With Dave Bautista. And he was in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special with Kevin Bacon.
So I'm 2 degrees removed from Kevin Bacon. I was in Relative Strangers. I remember that. I played a meat delivery man. I didn't know David Bautista was in the movie.
I didn't either.
I've seen it, but I don't remember what he was in.
He was actually playing himself as a wrestler in it.
Okay. God, that movie has connected me to so many people. Like, the amount of cameos in that movie by really famous people is incredible. And what is yours? Do you have a...
It didn't come up.
Oh.
I don't...
You got to weasel your way into this at least six.
I typed in my name, but it didn't show anything, so...
All right, well, that's what we're talking about tonight, folks. That is our question of the night, is what is your favorite Kevin Bacon movie or show? I said A Few Good Men, and She's Having a Baby. Conrad said the... what is it again?
X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class. See, and like Kevin Bacon is in all these different kind of movies. Our guest, Paul Vandenplas, said Footloose.
Correct.
All right. So there you go, folks. But lots of fun here tonight on Nightlight. It is great to be back on the air live. Conrad Krieger working the board. We had a great talk with Paul in hour number one about his burger search. He is reviewing the top 100 burgers in Wisconsin, and he has got a delicious path in front of him. He's only 20 in?
About 30.
About 30.
Yep.
Okay. But you've posted about 20 or
yes.
something. Why do I have 20 in there? Okay.
Because I just posted 20.
Do double burgers count? Double, just single burgers.
Single burgers.
Okay. As far as the chains go, Culver's, McDonald's, Burger King, whatever, Tom's, you know, do you have a favorite in those in the mass producing of the hamburger?
It's probably Culver's.
Culver's, yeah.
Yeah, it's always solid.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about the, you know what you're getting. At least. And that's all I ask for. Like, I feel like sometimes when I go out to eat in the Marinette area, which is not known for its culinary genius, but, you know, there's some nice places. I can't stand when you get something and it's the greatest thing you've ever eaten, and then you go back and it's totally different.
Right.
Like, what is going on here?
Right.
There should be a formula here, right? I feel like Larry David. So we also talked about how cold it's going to be, folks. The next couple days are going to be brutal. Actually, all through the weekend. So bundle up, take care of yourself. Don't take unnecessary risks. I said that 15 degrees, I think, is the coldest temperature I've ever experienced in my life, or maybe edging close to 20, but I don't remember 20-degree days, but I've been corrected. Many people on the stream and Christina Laurie's post on her, she said the record in Wisconsin was 37 below without wind chill. John on the stream says Milwaukee's coldest temp was minus 26, set back in 1982. So there you go. What? Oh, and then he said Madison. Yeah, 37 Below was set in 1951, January 30th. That's insanity. Would you even go out of the house on a day like that, Paul?
Yeah. Actually, that day in 96, I walked to school that day without realizing the school was closed. So they I got to school and they wouldn't let me walk back home. So
with good reason.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a sweatshirt tonight. You're just rocking the sweatshirt. Now, it is balmy out there. It's only like, what, 15, 20 tonight?
Yeah, I think it was 11 when I came in.
All right. That's not too bad. And have you always been like Conrad's kind of a shorts in the winter kind of guy? Are you that guy?
Yeah, but I just wear pants so people don't question my sanity.
Okay, very good. That is Paul Van de Plas, folks. Check out Wonderfully Wisconsin, a great social media platform that he created. It's on Facebook, YouTube, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and Instagram. You said, I saw on a post recently when I was kind of scrolling through your post today, a year ago you were about to give up. And you were frustrated because Twitter was going to be shut down or X, I guess it was called X then. So what happened? Like, did you just go, no, I love doing this? Or did certain things become easier? How did you keep going?
Well, it was TikTok.
TikTok
was
going
to be banned.
Right. Yeah.
And so I had just grown everything on there. So I only had one platform that I had any sort of following. I kind of
just put
all my eggs in one basket. As I stated earlier, you know, I grew this from nothing. I didn't know what I was doing. It kind of happened by mistake, honestly.
And, wow.
So I'm like, well, you know, if TikTok goes away, what is the point of I'm starting all over from scratch on all these other platforms. And so thankfully it didn't, but then that's the one thing that made me realize, boy, I really needed to diversify.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's worked out really well. I mean, I'm almost as many followers on Facebook as I have on TikTok.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Wow. Good for you. And here's what I've found. I think the diversifying is absolutely correct. And I've never thought I don't want to be on one because I have 250 Twitter followers, 3 TikTok followers, and then a few on Facebook. So I like to spread it around a little bit.
Sure. Hey, those 3 people, they're very important.
You know who the 3 Twitter or TikTok followers are? Rob Brackenridge, who just followed me back because I followed him. And he's a frequent guest on the show. And my 2 kids, because they post stuff. I just go on there and share it.
There you go. Small circle.
No effort. 3 followers, Paul. It's something. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to intimidate anybody here. So we've got a fun quiz. Paul took a quiz last time. Do we remember what quiz you took last time you were here?
Oh, it was a Wisconsin quiz. I don't quite remember.
Let's
see.
It's okay. Let's not waste any time.
Was it the curd or turd?
It was the curd or turd quiz. Yes, it was.
What was that? Was I not even here that day? I don't remember.
It was the curd or turd quiz, yeah.
That's a terrible sounding quiz. Did we come up with that?
I did.
Okay. What was it? Curd or turd?
It was about cheese curds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a Wisconsin Landmarks quiz that we thought we would give you. We've got a few minutes left here with you, buddy. You mind taking our quiz?
Sure.
Okay. Do you think all of your listeners are listening right now? If you crush this, you can repost it. If you don't do well, you can just go, I'm never going back on that.
Every single of my my followers on X. So that's all one of them.
So. Same with me. I've got 3. So here we go. All right. Wisconsin Landmarks quiz. Our Nightlight Wisconsin Landmarks quiz. Paul Van de Plas from Wonderfully Wisconsin, folks, is here in the studio about to take this quiz. And I have no doubt he will do very well. All right, number 1. Which Wisconsin landmark is known as the 8th wonder of the world? Is it A, Lambeau Field, B, House on the Rock, C, Pete Schwabba's house? It's actually not Pete Schwabba's house. Is it C, Pete Schwabba's house? You'd think for after 2 years of working together, you'd know how to spell it. Or is it D, the Bean?
I would say House on the Rock.
Very nice. Well done. Off to a great start. Paul Van de Plas. Number 2. Where are the famous Wisconsin Dells rock formations located? A, along the Pacific Ocean. B, along the Wisconsin River. C, along the Mississippi River. D, along Pete Schwabba's house.
Wisconsin River.
There you go. He actually spelled it right that time. All right. Number 3. Paul is 2 for 2. Which Wisconsin landmark is the oldest continuously operating zoo in the United States? Is it A, the Henry Vilas Zoo, B, the Milwaukee County Zoo, C, Peter Schwab's backyard? Is it Peter? He just changes it up every time. D, Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary.
Oh boy, that's tough.
That is tough. I would not have. I would have gotten this one wrong.
We'll go with Henry Vilas, but I might be wrong.
Okay. Well done. When in doubt, Andrew out. He went with A, Henry Vilas. Excellent stuff. 3 for 3. Paul Van Applause. Here we go. Question number 4. Which landmark is the former home of architect Frank Lloyd Wright? Is it A, Taliesin? Pardon me. B, WGBW Studio. C, Monona Terrace. D, the Pabst Mansion.
A.
Wow. This guy's crushed. Folks, it's not. It's wonderfully Wisconsin for a reason. Paul knows Wisconsin. It's not wonderfully Paul or wonderfully random stuff. It's wonderfully Wisconsin, and he is 4 for 4. Number 5. What Wisconsin landmark features the famous Forevertron Sculpture Park? Is it A, Baraboo, B, Kewaskum, C, Christmas City, USA, dash Marinette? That's what I call my hometown. D, Laval?
Gosh, we'll go with D.
Ooh, are you just toying with us, Paul? Like, do you really know these right away, but then you just like act like you have to think about it?
That one was a little tough.
Okay. You knew it wasn't Christmas City, USA, Marinette. That's not
or
really,
Baraboo.
It's
or
not
Baraboo.
Really catching on like I thought it would, Christmas City, USA. I think it needs to be me and more than 2 of my Twitter followers or TikTok followers to do that. All right. Number 6, which island chain is located in Lake Superior? Is it A, the Apostle Islands, B, San Juan Islands, D, Dominican Republic? C, Florida. I'm sorry, D, Florida.
That's Apostle Islands.
Paul, if you would have got that one wrong, I would have ended the quiz.
Sure.
That was great. Number 7, what landmark is known for its historic circus heritage? A, Circus World Museum, B, Milwaukee County Zoo, D, Madison Circus Space, or D, the Domes?
That's Circus World.
Dude, have you been there?
No, I need to go.
I'm same. Number 8, the Milwaukee Art Museum is famous for which feature? Is it A, the history of cheese curds with the first curd ever made displayed in a case? B, a retractable wing-like structure? C, a rotating tower? D, a quick trip located inside?
As much as I would love it to be D, we're going to go with B on that one.
None of those would have surprised me, actually. That's great. The Milwaukee Art Museum is incredible. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful space. Number 9, which Wisconsin landmark is a freshwater national marine sanctuary? Is it A, Devil's Lake, B, Apostle Islands, C, Under Lambeau Field, or D, Horicon Marsh?
Horicon Marsh.
You sure it's not Under Lambeau Field?
Yeah, maybe it is.
What did you say?
Horicon Marsh.
Oh.
Did I miss one?
We're grading on a curve. You're still getting an A, Paul, but that's your first miscue, misfire.
It's Apostle Islands, by the way.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that because I would have probably said Horicon Marsh too, because Apostle Islands were already the correct answer.
Horicon is the largest freshwater cattail marsh in North America.
You know what? We got to give them that for that bit of knowledge alone. That you know that that's acceptable. All right, you are still 9 for 9, Paul. That's ridiculous. I don't know what Conrad was thinking with that question.
Sorry.
All right, number 10. Devil's Lake State Park is best known for what natural feature? Is it A, Devil Statue, B, Boat Inn Theater, C, Quartzite Bluffs, or D, Sea Caves?
Quartzite Bluffs.
Dude, 10 for 10. All right, we're going to do the last 5 questions next time we're here. Dude, you crushed it. You embarrassed us once again, Paul. Thank you, sir, very much for your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Keep up the great work. Let us know how the Pfister is and how the hamburger thing progresses. You're always fun, buddy. Thanks. Paul Van Applause. Follow him at Wonderfully Wisconsin on any platform, even a live stage. Follow him there, too. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back to read your text on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, all night long. Nobody don't dance on the edge of the dark. We've got the radio.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are jamming through Act 2 here. I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. So great to have you here. We're talking about a lot of fun stuff tonight. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite Kevin Bacon movie? We've got some great texts, and we will read those in just a moment. Coming up at 7:20, In the third hour, will be Frank Anderson, folks. Frank is always a blast to talk to. And then at 6:35, Chastity Washington will be here to talk about comedy. She's a very funny Milwaukee-based comedian, and she will be on right after news, sports, and weather in just about 6 or 7 minutes. Our question of the night, what is your favorite Kevin Bacon movie? And this is one of those guys or actors that, you know, you can ask a question like this of, because his resume, I bet he's done 200 films, and he's one of those guys like Woody Harrelson, you know, that people just want them in their movie. He does small roles. He can open a movie as the lead. It just doesn't matter because he's that famous. He's done good work. And I don't love him in everything. Sometimes I feel like he's over the top. Like there's a show called City on a Hill where he plays an FBI agent named Jackie Raw with that Boston accent. And he's kind of over the top. He's good. I don't love him in the role, but he's a really, really good actor. So going to the stream here, Dave on the stream says Footloose. And Conrad's mom checks in. Paula says, A Few Good Men, great movie. Agree, Paula. That's one of the movies I can't turn off when it's on. Love, 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 A Few Good Men. Going to the text line here in the 818. Bridget says she's having a baby. I said that too, Bridget. She says, great story, great music. Boy, that's a great point. That the soundtrack on that film for She's Having a Baby is really, really solid. And the writing is great, too. It's a John Hughes film. And it probably sounds like a chick flick, but it's just a nice story about a couple trying to get pregnant. And they're kind of like, it's not like a shotgun marriage, but they're trying to figure things out. There's some really good laughs in it. And it's a really sweet story. Thank you for the text, Bridget. Jim from Appleton in the 920 says, I am a school bus driver. Every year we have at least 3 days in January where the temperature is near 20 below degrees Fahrenheit. Gotta make the ice for sturgeon season sometime. Oh man, that's overkill though, Jim. 20 below. Where have I been? Is that a normal temperature? I don't remember 20 below.
I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just like tune it out because of like PTSD or something.
You always say you're an indoor guy, so you never go outside. Yeah. You know?
And it's always sunny and 70 when I'm inside. That's yes. What I love. Matt from Eau Claire says, Tremors, because it's ridiculous. It is, Matt, but it's fun. It's very campy. And I really like Tremors. That was up there on my list. I almost went with Tremors. He says, did you discover a better year? I acquired some cinema knowledge at 2005. Best year ever. Bro with the flow on my FM radio. Looks like Joe got his very own show. I gotta go. I have to say, I don't know what movie that's from. Matt is a cinephile, a music file. I would have to do some research on that, Matt. Great text, though, buddy. Thank you. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, Mystic River. Yeah, another great one. Great movie, despite being incredibly disturbing on so many levels. Very true. And a great movie. You're right, Monica. Clint Eastwood directed, I believe, and I believe it was Oscar nominated. Brett from the 920 says, I liked him in Apollo and Flatliners. God, I forgot he was even in Flatliners. Was like Kiefer Sutherland, Julia Roberts, and yeah, Kevin Bacon. Thank you, Brett. Brett also says, or Apollo 13. Yeah, we knew what you meant. Jim from Appleton says, my favorite, not quite a movie he was in, is Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. Did you see that, Con?
I didn't actually watch that, no. Okay. But he says, wow.
Yeah. He says he is the new favorite replacement for Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord, since they couldn't sign David Hasselhoff.
I do not like that at all. Kevin Bacon is Peter Quill. I don't.
You don't like that?
Nope.
All right. You and Jim have had some issues lately. How about an arm wrestle? Let's settle this, gentlemen.
I don't know. I can't see anyone in that role besides Chris Pratt now.
Yeah. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad says, I remember back in the late 70s, Kevin Bacon made the iconic phrase, thank you, can I have another? Yes, from Animal House. Absolutely. In the epic movie Animal House, a phrase that will live on for eternity. Another great movie I like is Apollo 13. What a great way to break into movies. You're going to get paddled in your tighty whities with this iconic, amazing cast surrounding you. Such a great movie. Barb from Waukesha says she's having a baby and I have the videotape to prove it. Yes. Late 80s, maybe, Barb, I think, was she's having a baby, maybe 88? Hold on to that videotape. Maybe it'll come back like vinyl. Matt from Eau Claire says, that's the year The Godfather of Green Bay came out. Oh, my God. No, but that's not. All right, Matt, listen, dude. Matt is a tiger when it comes to movie lines and music. Obviously, very, very well. Great knowledge. Bro with the flow. He's talking about the scene where Lance Barber's character says, come on, Joe, you got to go. Close, though, Matt. He could have just as easily said that, to be honest. The lyrics or the words are less important there. All right. We are going to break for the news in just a moment. And when we come back, Milwaukee funny girl Chastity Washington will be here. Oh, man. Conrad, you're going to love this. Sydney Politics on the stream says, Happy New Year, Conrad.
Happy New Year.
You know, yeah, he's going to keep that going into the summer. You do realize that.
No one said that to me this week, so that feels good.
Well, it's about time. He also says, Balto? Is that a Kevin Bacon movie? Or some sort of greeting from Sydney's... I don't know. He also says, what's up, Dave? Dave, holler at your boy. Sydney's on, too. Always loving those guys talk on the stream. Okay, we're coming back with Chastity Washington. What is your favorite Kevin Bacon movie, folks? Lay it on me. We've still got social media responses to read, and we will do that throughout the course of the show. Frank Anderson is here in hour number three. Chastity Washington, the very funny Chastity Washington. Coming up next, it's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. So bright. Did we get hitched last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? I could feel at the time there was no. I'm Pete Schwab, this is Nightlight, and it is a beautiful Wednesday night here, a balmy Wednesday night compared to what is on the way here in Wisconsin, so stay warm out there, folks. My next guest is a very funny stand-up comedian who is based in Milwaukee, and you know what, Con, let's play the clip before we bring Chastity on. Here is a sample of her comedy stylings, the very talented Chastity Washington.
It's a different time, right? Like kids now... They don't even want to ride the bus to school. They want to take an Uber, a Lyft. We rode the school bus every week. We almost died. You on the bus? You ever been on the school bus? You coming out of the seat, you hit your skull on the roof, hit your face on the window. One of your friends would throw up on the bus every week. You sliding out the seat. Your bus driver driving the bus like it's a mystery machine. You hit your face on the seat in front of you. Concussion. It was fun.
That is my next guest who joins us over the stream now from Milwaukee. She's been here before. The wonderfully talented Chastity Washington. Hi, Chastity.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. Great to have you back.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me back. Yes.
Anytime. Hey. I have a funny, it's funny that I found that clip today because I have a school bus story that didn't affect me directly, but my wife's best friend, when she was in middle school, lived kind of out in the country up in northeast Wisconsin, and the school bus driver, this is just a sign of the times, the school bus driver would pick her and her brother up because they lived like 5 miles out of town, and he had like 10 minutes to kill before he had to pick somebody else up, so he would just pull over. And the two of them would sit in the back of the bus while the school bus driver just smoked a couple cigarettes. And then they would go get the next. That's like so great.
That's about right. Right, exactly. That's about right, man.
It is great to have you here. How have you been? You were here probably about 8 months ago. How is how's the stand-up world and the teaching world treating you?
It's been great. The stand-up's been great. Teaching. We're sliding into, we're into second semester. So now, you know, you can see the light at the tunnel. It gets a little brighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The sun is a little bright.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It's been going, you know what I mean? And I always, you know, I appreciate because I get to teach my theater classes during the second semester. So that always gives me even more joy. You know what I mean? Even on those tough days. So it's been cool. The stand-up's been incredible. amazing opportunities as of late, and just good work, you know?
Yeah. We've got a lot to talk about because you've had some cool stuff happen in the world of stand-up comedy, but well, you teach theater. I didn't know that. And what grade do you teach?
I have middle school, and then at the end of the year, I'll do, I have middle school at the end of the year, and then high school all of second semester. So we're about, you know, 4 weeks into our high school theater class. So,
man, it's funny. When I was in high school, I played sports. I wasn't a particularly great athlete, but I did theater as well. And my memories of theater and horsing around behind the scenes and the theater teachers. Yep. Theater teachers are always fun. They're so cool. And do you have that relationship with your students when it comes to theater?
I do. I like to think that I do. I mean, this is my third year with this, you know, with my high school kids at my school. And I feel like it's a safe space. They can come in and send so many of them. This is their first, you know, rodeo. So they are really coming in, never having taken a theater class before, you know, not really ever getting a chance to really act or even, you know the ins and outs, you know what I mean? So so that part to open their eyes to it, to give them some history and some background and some, you know, like, hey, this is that. And it gives them a chance to look at the things that they enjoy, the shows and movies and things like that, in a different way, in a deeper way. And then they get to come in and play games and do tongue twisters and laugh at each other and laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
So that part is always awesome. And it's a safe space. I always say that to them, like, well, this is Vegas. Like, whatever happens in here stays in here, right? Right. So nobody can roast anybody later. You're like, remember when you was playing that giraffe in class? You know what I mean? Like, you remember you jumped off the table? Like, no, you know, so they can be in and be safe and be silly and it's okay. You know what I mean? So I believe that I do have that type of, hopefully I do, that type of rapport with them.
I'm sure you do. I would imagine having a teacher that's also a really successful stand-up comedian would just be such a kick for these kids. Like, you know, they probably just think that you've gone out and done things that they might want to do after they study theater in high school or middle school, even. Yeah. I mean, that's a really cool thing for a teacher to be able to tell their kids. Let's talk about that, because teaching is kind of a performance in a manner of speaking. Do you bring elements of your comedy to the classroom and vice versa?
I say this all the time. It's really about the timing and commanding the space. I got a room full of first graders. It's 20 first graders. They don't care if you tell jokes. They don't care you had a show last night. They do not care. They don't care if something you said was funny. They don't care. They want to chase and hit each other. They want to eat snacks in the middle of the gym. They, you know what I'm saying? They want to take stuff off your cart. They steal. It's a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot, Pete. They don't care, man. So it's really commanding the room. And I have to answer 50 or 60 questions in a 2 minute span. 15 people got to go to the bathroom. Everybody needs tissue. I need help. Tie my shoe. Oh, your shoe's wet. I don't want to, you know.
You know, it's so funny. Everything you're saying, because my wife teaches kindergarten, it's the same thing. Like, you need more bodies in the school, not less. Stop cutting money. Get teachers help. If you want them to teach kids, you've got to make it easier on the teachers too. They can't, you know, if they're just tying shoelaces all day, you know, you can't have it both ways. Have you encountered, pardon me, the 6'7" phenomenon?
Oh my God, 6'7". And it's nuts. They have no answer. I'm like, what does it mean? It's whatever. What does that mean? It's whatever. That means it's whatever. 6'7". They lead into, I'll be like, what are we doing? 1, 2, 3, 4. They'll be like, 6. Man, they waiting for it. I have in droves, man. It's a party.
Great.
I don't even understand. I yeah.
I love it. All right, so let's talk about comedy. Do you get much material from teaching? Or, you know, I've watched several of your videos, and maybe I've seen you go into it a little bit, but or is that your escape from your day job, so to speak?
It's like a release, actually, to get to be able to tell stories of the week, the day, the market period. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's really a release. I tell... Like right now, I do a lot of comparisons of, you know, what it was when we were in school and what it is now.
Okay.
And, you know, I talk about even with kids having supplies, like we were prepared. We came to school, we had paper, we had pencils. We, you know, if you were smart, you had a pencil box, you had a ruler. You know what I mean? Your book bag was clean. You know what I'm saying? That's not what they got. That's not what they got in their book bag. They got a game controller and a weed vape. That's what they got in their book bag. You know what I'm saying? Right? So, you know, they come in dragging, like they drinking coffee from Starbucks, you know, at early. Really? Like, what? Wait a minute. I'm the one that should be stressed in the face and eyebrows touching, you know?
That is so crazy. You're right. Like, high school kids drop 10 bucks a day on Starbucks. Like, we didn't. Yes. I didn't drink coffee till I was probably 28. Like, and I remember.
I know.
The teachers
it's
would,
wild.
Yeah.
Different vibe. Listen, and they don't want to. We rolled the bus to school like that. You played that bit before.
Yeah.
But that is a true story. Like, kids literally, they'll ride the motor scooters. They ride the motor scooters in. Some of them do. The Lime scooters that you see around different cities. And then some of them, we rode the school bus or the city bus, especially in high school. You know what I mean? The city bus to high school, because that was the thing to do. Or you got to ride to school or you walked or whatever. They don't want to do any of that. They are very like, ugh, who wants to ride the bus? That's disgusting. Right. And taking Ubers to school.
How about that? Wow.
Who was going to 30 bucks? Who's going to spend 30 bucks for me to come every day? You know what I mean? Yeah.
No kidding.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to call it bougie or I've heard some folks say bougie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's privilege. I don't know what it is, but they just have a different vibe. Like the trudge that we would go through. I remember getting off the bus at 6:45. You know what I mean? We start and we got to be in by 7, and it's, you know, bone chilling cold outside, and you know, and it's 50 of us on the bus. The bus driver telling us, "Move back, you move back, get out the doorway." You know what I mean? Get out the doorway. Who said the door won't shut? It's beeping, you know.
Right.
And all of us getting off the bus, rushing across the Sherman Boulevard, trying to get in. You can't be late, you know. After two late days, you get a detention, and you didn't want to go into detention hall. It's 300 of us in silence, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's not. It's just a different vibe. They're somewhat passive, like work wise. You give an assignment and they'll be like, "What was that you said? You said something about what?" Wait, this is a grade. Like, you,
yeah, a lot of what I'm saying up here is important. Really, you should kind of tune in. And, Chastity Washington is my guest. She's a very funny Milwaukee based comedian. Where can people see you do your stand-up act, Chastity? You got any dates coming up in Milwaukee or around the state?
I do. I have quite a bit coming up. Tomorrow night, I'll actually be doing a show called Hotties Only over at the Lincoln Lodge in Lincoln Lodge. That's in Chicago. Forgive me. It's on Lincoln Avenue. And it's in Sugar Maple, and it's on Lincoln over in Bayview.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. This Saturday, I'll be at Coach's Corner in Belvedere, Illinois, not too far from Beloit. And so that's going to be dope. Laughing Liberally, February 7th at Comedy Sports over on First Street.
Nice.
Crossroads. I'll be doing Crossroads comedy in Platteville on Valentine's Day. So if any couples want to come out, you know, and enjoy and hang out with us, it's going to be dope. Lake County Comedy. That's March 7th. Copper Comedy in Milwaukee, over on Blue Mound. That is February 21st. February 18th, I'll be at Comedians You Should Know in Chicago at Timothy O'Toole. So quite a bit. So you can check me out in Bellefield. You can check me out here in the city over the next couple of days. We can do the Sugar Maple.
There you go. Hey, if you need help grading papers because you're out doing a stand-up, Conrad could like to make a few extra bucks on the side. So don't rule them out.
You know what? I'm a email Conrad.
All right.
I'm gonna email you like, sir.
We are coming right back. We'll have a few more minutes with Chastity Washington after this very short break. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite Kevin Bacon movie or show? My guest right now is the Milwaukee-based stand-up comic, the very funny Chastity Washington. We heard a sampling of her comedy earlier. We talked to her a little bit about her day gig, which is teaching, but she's busy in the stand-up world as well. Do you ever just think about quitting teaching, Chastity, or is it too much in your blood? It sounds like you're busy enough where you certainly could.
Every day.
Nice answer.
Yes, I do. I do. It is something that I am in deep contemplation about right now and in deep prayer. And just so, you know, I believe I'm very, very close to, you know, making a decision in terms of, you know, going into this next phase, you know, in the next phase of my career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
well, it seems like you're kind of, you've done an HBO, your HBO Comedy Wings winner. You've done the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. You've had your own special Live at Dandy, which people can see on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. You just listed all the places we can see you. How have you changed as a comedian? You've been doing this for 25 years. You've perfected, you're always evolving, but you've obviously, you're in a good groove. So how have you changed in 25 years? Has your writing changed, your performing style?
Yeah. My performance style is pretty much the same. My writing style has changed. My concepts have changed. You know, I mean, as you know, mature and get older and you're like, oh, I want to move away from this. And, you know, and really get in the pocket of my voice and my perspective. You know what I mean? So that's the biggest thing with stand-up. So within the last, you know, 15 years, I really, 20 years, I really just transitioned. Because this is my 30th year, my 32nd year.
Really?
Yeah, because I started in 94. And so my first 10 years really was just finding my pocket and being able to, you know, be free enough to get everything out that I wanted to get out. And so that's still there, but now there's more of where am I at and what else do I want to get out and in what way, if that makes sense, you know, and so, you know, the wisdom of life starts to come out more so in the work. If that makes sense, because I'm a comic, but I'm an artist.
Sure.
If that makes sense,
absolutely.
Right? So the same as a sculptor or a painter, the evolution, that it's the same thing for me. And so for me, it's now nostalgic, and it's about just really paying homage to you know, days gone by. And I tell stories about how Christmas is completely different than what it was when we were kids. When we were kids, we looked at toys and catalogs, right?
Yeah. Which is, oh my gosh.
Which is insanity right now. You got to look at the app. You got to get the you know, 50% off. You got to get the quadruple Black Friday deal. You know what I mean? Like, you, right? And so it's completely different. Or we would go, I remember my mom buying me a doll from Woolworth, right? Like it was like a knockoff Barbie. I called her an Arby. And, you know, and you could go to Woolworth, right, which was before CVS and Walmart and Walgreens. Well, maybe not Walgreens, but you know what I mean? Like it was early. And you could go in the back and there was, you could go eat hamburgers at a
they had the lunch counter. Yeah, it was
at
great.
The counter, and right, and people would be in the back. It looked like the Regal Beagle, right? And people were in the back smoking cigarettes in kids' face. It was great. You know what I'm saying? Like, right? different time. You get your school supplies and get a burger. It was, right? They do it now.
I love
they
it.
They do it now.
You just said all the dates before the break of where you're going to be and where people could see you. Do you have somewhere they could follow you so they could see those dates or, you know, find out how to watch your comedy special?
Yeah. They can go to chastitywashington.com and go to my website. They can, I do got to update my date. and Instagram, they can follow me on Instagram, chastity_Washington. Same TikTok, and they can also Facebook. Nice. You know, in Antarctica, Facebook. so yeah, and people can. I'm joining Charlie Behrens on his new tour that he's on, and people got to make sure they check out his new special, Neighborly, which I was so blessed to be there and witness it. It was awesome to see. That's on YouTube, but I'll be with him in Minneapolis coming up January 30th through. The first February 1st at the State Theater in Minneapolis. So yeah, if anybody is a Charlie Behrens fan, he's out here on the road. I'll be joining him for a couple shows. So they can go to my website, they can go and check me out, you know, on social media. They can go to YouTube and also check out other things. So yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. We have about a minute left. I want to ask you, who are your influences? Like, who did you grow up watching do stand-up?
I watched everybody. I really watched everybody. I mean, of course, you know, the essential are, you know, Richard Pryor and Whoopi Goldberg. Eddie Murphy's a huge influence. I'm a huge Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett fan. Also, Lily Tomlin. Don Rickles. I love Don Rickles, Bob Hope, right? And then, you know, somebody, you know, like a Jackie Moms Mabley, right? Even with all the controversy, I hear people, you know, whatever, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was incredible.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago. So I watched everybody. I was a big fan of stand-up. I remember watching, you know, HBO showcases when I was a kid, just because I liked funny stuff, right? Jerry Lewis. I love Jerry Lewis films. My mom was a big fan of Jerry Lewis. So all his films, the Marx Brothers, right? So I like all these different styles of comedy. So all of those things were influences on me. You know what I mean?
That is a great answer because you're right. When we were young, we watched all those things and they all have some effect on you. Chastity Washington, thank you so much as always for being on the show. Let's do it again. Let's not let 8 months go by next time.
Exactly. Let's do it.
Hey, break a leg out there and good luck in the classroom as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you. All right. That's Chastity Washington. Check her out live or.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.